You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Markets are hitting an all-time high and people are getting interested in the markets like never before. And in this situation, who better than to take advice from the market veteran himself, Mr. Vijay Kedia.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for coming for this interview. Sensex recently touched 75,000 points. And, you know, a lot of people are coming to the market and markets are evolving at a rapid pace, right? But when you first formulated your idea of picking stocks, which you defined it, calling it by the name Smile, so has your investment philosophy changed? And for new investors, could you please explain what you mean when you say you follow the Smile philosophy?
So first of all, actually Smile formula, I created the word later on. First, I started investing in the market and later on I realized and looked back and I found that maybe I am following this formula. It came by instinct, let me tell you. I did not read it anywhere. Nobody taught me also. Whatever I observed, whatever I learned from watching people, observing people. So it happened with me. I would use this word. It happened with me. I did not do it. It happened. Later on, I realized this. Maybe I am following this formula because I, you know, compiled all the things what I am doing. Then I found it is fitting in this Smile formula. That is small in size, medium in experience, large in aspiration, and extra large market potential. In simple words, like I am investing in small and mid cap. So that means the smallest company or maybe the medium grade company in that vertical. And the management should have a 15, 20 years of experience so that they have fallen at least 2, 3, 4 times and they have learned their lessons. And secondly, the large in aspiration, that a regional company should have an aspiration to become a national and from national to multinational, something like this. And extra large market potential. They have should have an immense market opportunity. Like, as I always say, that I don't want to, I'm going for, I usually like a fish in the ocean, not a crocodile in the pond. So this is what I'm doing for myself. And so far it has been helping me. And I haven't changed my formula at all as on date while I'm talking to you.
Interesting. And you mentioned that you look at small companies. And currently, as you already know, the hype in small and mid-cap funds, SEBI has said that there might be fraud in the market. So personally, since a huge chunk of your portfolio is in small and mid-cap, do you see any issue there?
In personally, my portfolio, by and large, I don't find any issues because I think fundamentally companies are doing good. And going forward, I think they should also perform well. So I'm not worried about them. Although when market fell, last month, all my stocks fell 20% and 25%, even 30%. So that is part and parcel of this business. So that does not disturb me at all. I have learned this. It's okay. 20, 30% fall in this market, this fall in mid-cap. It's nothing. It's okay.
Interesting. And also, SEBI is a little worried about mutual fund not being able to liquidate their portfolio in small cap funds. So they are doing all this stress testing. And also, have you done stress testing in your own portfolio because you invest in small company?
I don't want to do any kind of stress testing. I don't want to take any stress. I know if I will, because I usually buy in percentage, usually. I am like, you can call it, Mahavaratne Kontha Vimanyu, who knows how to enter, doesn't know exit. So my exit does not depend on me. My exit depends on the company and as well as with the market. When there is a bull market, I may have an exit or otherwise I don't have an exit as per my wish.
Interesting. Also, Vijay, sir, one very interesting trend we're seeing is in the SME IPO space. So they have raised a record number of funding through IPOs and a lot of people, influencer in Instagram and Telegram, they're promoting this very small company. So what is your opinion? Have you tried your hand in the SME space?
Yeah, SME, of course. I have invested in three companies in SME and there are so many fake account opened in my name with my picture and with my name on Telegram and Facebook and WhatsApp and Twitter and so all these social media and all. Although I do not advise people, neither I take money or without fee and with fee. I'm not an advisor. I don't advise, but people have opened this account and there is a froth in SME, no doubt about it. But the same froth you will find in secondary market also. You know, but that since now SME has become a fashion, become a trend. Now so many companies are coming every month. So obviously there would be not that 10 out of 10 companies will be very, you know, all those 100% perfect. There would be some fraud, there would be some manipulation, but that is also in the secondary market also. So it is your wisdom. You should avoid those kind of companies where you find that there is some fraud or there is some euphoria. You should avoid that. That is your wisdom. If you don't understand this thing, then you better invest in a mutual fund. Don't try your hand.
So for a new beginner, you wouldn't recommend all this small company, SME,
should avoid because they do not have that kind of education or wisdom to understand, you know, so they should avoid all this, not only SME, even the secondary market also, they should avoid, they should invest in mutual fund. They should learn nitty gritty of investing for 3-4 years and then they should start investing directly into this market.
Interesting. So recently you released one very interesting song and the line goes, 9 out of 10 traders losing money, bro. But a lot of bro are investing money in F&O and in fact doing trading. So what would you like to tell them?
Time will tell them. I don't have to tell them. All my life, let me tell you, I must have written at least 10 songs warning all these investors to stay away from all these short-term things and trading and F&O and all. But nobody listens. And you know, beauty is this, like somebody tells me, meet me at the airport, अरे सर मैंने आपका गाना सुना, क्या आपने गाना लिखा? फिर बोलता, सर मेरे को फ्यूचर में क्या करना चाहिए, मेरे को ये बताओ, मैं ट्रेडिंग में कोई मेरे को शेयर बताओ. वो मेरे से ये बात पूछता है. तो अभी मैं उसको क्या बोलूंगा, मैं उसको हाथ जोड़ता हूँ, बोले भाई अभी तुमने मेरे को मेरा रिवॉर्ड दे दिया. Nobody listen. I always say this thing, yeah, बिना मरे बिना स्वर्ग नहीं है, किसी को जाने का नहीं है, स्वर्ग जाना है तो मरना पड़ेगा. So they will learn hard way because there is no shortcut in this market. It is written on the wall. There is no shortcut in the market. No newcomer can ever make money. Making money is different, but retaining that money is another thing. So until unless you complete one cycle, bull or bear market ka cycle, until unless you give all the exams, you can't say that you have passed the exam, right? You have to give pass in all the subjects. Then calculate, total number is calculated, no, when you appear for the exam. So that will tell their picture, that will tell their result and their remark or marks.
Interesting. Sir, have you personally tried F&O? Because I read that you started investing while you were 22, 23. I'm not sure if F&O was present.
Yeah, of course, I have tried F&O. I have made money in F&O. Then I burned my money in F&O. And then I learned this lesson that it is difficult for me to make money in F&O. Maybe I've not made for that kind of temperament. So, and as SEBI says that 10% people are successful in trading, I think 1% people are successful in trading. The most of the people who are benefited from this F&O are brokers only. And other charges, whatever charges you are giving. So they are your fair weather friend.
Interesting. Sir, the last question I have is on the PSU rally. So the PSU index has been, you know, doing pretty well for a while. So what do you think will be the way forward?
I think future of PSUs are very bright because attitude of all these key persons or the government has completely changed. PSU should do well. I think as long as this Indian economy, we cannot imagine, I think, this 30-40 trillion economy of Amrit Kal without contribution of PSUs. So I think their future is very bright. But obviously, this fall, rise and fall will keep on coming in the market. This froth will keep on settling. And one has to be prepared for that. Then there is no problem.
So the general election is coming, and when the election comes, there's a lot of talk about how the stock markets will perform and, you know, where it will go. So what is your thought on the current, you know, stock market situation and how it would react to the election?
I think market is discounting that Mr. Modi or BJP is going to come. So this is what market is discounting. I think, so maybe usually it happens in the market, but of course, none of my investments are based on what I'm saying now. Usually it happens that as they say in the market, then buy on rumor, sell on news. So maybe this market is rising before the election. So maybe after the election, maybe market may react a little bit. As I said, this reaction and action will keep on happening in the market. Forget about that part and all. I think market is now bullish and discounting Mr. Modi as a Prime Minister. So, and when I look at Mr. Modi, let me tell you, the way the guy speaks, the way he speaks, the way he says, कि इंडिया को हजार साल तक का रिफॉर्म हम लाने वाले हैं, 100 दिन आने के बाद में मेरे को लग रहा है सम रेवोल्यूशन इज गोइंग टू हैपन इन इंडिया, सम एनिमल स्पिरिट इज अवेकनिंग अप एंड समथिंग बिग इज गोइंग टू हैपन इवन आफ्टर द इलेक्शन, आफ्टर द न्यू गवर्नमेंट इज इन प्लेस.
इंटरेस्टिंग. दैट ब्रिंग्स अस टू द एंड ऑफ टुडेस एपिसोड. इफ यू वुड लाइक टू नो मोर अबाउट दिस टॉपिक, देन यू कैन रीच आउट टू मी ऑन ट्विटर. I go by the username @SachinNJ or LinkedIn using my full name, that is Sachin Ningthau Khongjam. We would be happy to take your suggestions. That's all from our side. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.